Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion. It makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sunlight of your day. You a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello, everybody, and welcome again to another edition of Inland Folk. This is Inland Folk for August the 10th and 11th, depending on where you're listening. And all kinds of Heidi Muller doing the Good Road theme from her album Matters of the Heart. And Heidi will be at the Juniper Jam. The Juniper Jam is happening in Enterprise at the Enterprise Fairgrounds. And that's going to be on Saturday. When is that? The 31st of August. And Wiley and his Wild West folks will be there. And what's that? Bitterroot is one of the headliners. And what's that? West Coast Country? Is that the name of the other band? Juniper Jam. Kind of a big deal. And it's dedicated to singer-songwriters. You have to have written X amount of songs to be a part of it. And that's how all that goes. And they do sell, I believe, I've heard, that there is Juniper Jam there. Yes, indeed, the Juniper Jam. And so that'll be happening basically on the Saturday of Labor Day weekend. Same time as Tumbleweed if you're in the Tri-Cities. And, of course, that'll be happening the 31st and the 1st of September. Alrighty. And I think I've got my dates right on that. Let's see, 10th, 17th, let's see, 24th, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's good. Here's a date that's much more recent. StoryCorps. Those of you who want to make your reservations to get into the StoryCorps archives for the Library of Congress, go to the NWPR website, and they tell you how to do it. There's also a phone number you can call, which I can't remember. StoryCorps open house in Yakima on Monday the 12th at the Yakima Valley Museum, a little ice cream stand outside. And there'll be the StoryCorps, the first recordings, and then the open house, and that's all happening. Tom Cocaine from Northwest Public Radio will be there, and I will be there doing some singing. So those of you folks who want to hear some good folk songs and do your thing in Yakima and have some ice cream and talk to StoryCorps folks and talk to Northwest Public Radio folks, that's the time to do it. I think I started 6:30, I want to say, but I'm not quite sure. So show up at 5:30 and hang out with us. Judy Collins, an out-of-print album. Judy Collins sings the songs of Bob Dylan. This is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful album, and it's too bad that it is out of print. It really is. Judy Collins sings Bob Dylan. Mellow, 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 mellow.
Another soldier's deep in prayer. Some other I went walking on the mountain. In the dime stores and bus stations, speak of the future. My love, she speaks softly. She knows there's no success like failure, and there's failure's no success at all. The cloak and dagger dangles, madams light the candles in ceremonies of the
That's Amy Martin. What a great song. Gonna Get Away, Watch Me, Just Watch Me. From her album Raven's Wing, which I think is her best album. Although the studio album that came after that, which I can't think of the name of, Rosa Sharon, is that what it is? Anyway, it's just about as good. What an evolution. She started out good and she just gets better and better and better. I don't know what Amy Martin is doing now. She's still in Missoula, I believe. She hasn't released anything for a long, long time. One of the finest performers, finest songwriters you will ever see. Judy Collins sings Bob Dylan also in that set. We're going to hear one more from each one of these albums. What a wonderful version of Dark Eyes. Judy Collins' version of that song. And a good version of... I don't think I've ever heard a bad version of No Limits or Love Minus Zero. Eliza Gilkison does a nice job on it. Joan Baez does a wonderful job on it. Dylan does an okay job on it. So there you go. Good stuff. Good stuff. I hope you're all doing well. Hope you're doing good this morning. Or this afternoon, depending on when you're listening. Because it's good days. A little cloudy, a little overcast. But that's all right. That's all right. How about one more from Judy Collins here? This is interesting.
Well, the pressure's down and the boss ain't here. He's gone north. He ain't around. They say that vanity got the best of him, but he sure left here after sundown. By the way, that's a cute hat, and that smile's so hard to resist. But what's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? You know, I once knew a woman who looked a lot like you. She wanted a whole man, not just a half. She used to call me sweet daddy when I was only a child. You kind of remind me of her when you laugh. In order to deal in this game, you gotta make the queen disappear. It's done with a flick of the wrist. What's a sweetheart like you do? You know a woman like you should be at home. That's where you belong. Taking care of somebody nice who don't know how to do you wrong. Just how much abuse will you be able to take? Well, there's no way to tell by that first kiss. What's a sweetheart like you doing? You can make a name for yourself. You can hear them tires squeal. You know, you can be known as the most beautiful woman who ever crawled across cut glass to make a deal. You know, news of you has come down the line even before you came in the door. They say in your father's house there are many mansions, each one of them got a fireproof floor. Snap out of it, baby. People are jealous of you. They smile to your face, but behind your back they hiss. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? Person to be here, honey. Gotta have done some evil deed. Gotta have your own harem when you come in the door. You gotta play your harp till your lips bleed. They say that patriotism is the last refuge to which a scoundrel clings. Steal a little and they throw you in jail. Steal a lot and they make you king. There's only one step down from here, baby. It's called the land of permanent bliss. What's a sweetheart like you doing in a dump like this? Thank you.
That's an amazing song. I can't even remember what Dylan album that was originally on. What's a sweetheart like you doing? What a great... There are classic Dylan lines in that. Steal a little and they throw you in jail. Steal a lot and they make you a king. Patriotism is the last act of a scoundrel. I wonder if that's a reference to maybe Rhett Butler or Congress, for that matter. Anyway. Wow. Judy Collins sings Bob Dylan on Geffen Records. Out of print. Too bad. I think Geffen itself went out of business, and they had some pretty good stuff on their label. Kind of pop folk, which is sort of what Judy Collins, you know, that's her sound now. More of a, instead of course, when she got started, folk was pop. And that's all that goes. So there you go. And of course, she's no stranger to Bob Dylan material. Did a wonderful job of Tambourine Man. Did, I think, the best interpretation of the ballad of Lonely Hattie Carroll. Is that the name of it? Anyway, she did an amazing interpretation on that. Judy Collins. Amy Martin up right after the break. We do have to take a little bit of a break. Oh, yes, we do. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. And we're still cooking. We're still cooking after 30-some years. We're hanging in there. You want to email me? Email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. And I will get back to you. I promise. I always do. I always do. Got a great call from somebody out on a fire lookout. And get my program just as clear as a bell. Isn't that cool? And they can get both stations. That's pretty neat. That's pretty neat. Alrighty. We're taking a break. We're going to be right back. Hang on.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies today with high temperatures 90 in Moscow, 97 in Clarkston. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers or thunderstorms, especially this evening. Lows tonight, mid-50s to mid-60s. Tomorrow's highs will be in the mid-80s to the lower 90s. And next week looks to be partly cloudy with 80s and 90s.
The programs you enjoy on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by contributions from listeners and by the sponsorship of businesses, including Whitman Hospital and Medical Center in Colfax and Fisher Systems. You can learn more about our community partners and how you can also be a sponsor by sending an email to nwpr@wsu.edu.
starts to move and there's a change in the weather. Oh, daughter, sink down into your roots and float as light as a feather.
And all the tunes that he could play was o'er the hills and far away. And it's o'er the hills and far away. It's o'er the hills and far away. It's o'er the hills and far away. The wind has blown my plaid away.
Constant heart betrayed, since she is false, whom I from all their charms, I'll flee away, and on my pipes I'll sweetly play.
Must have had another lover.
That's one of the best, although somewhat electronic, versions of Shenandoah you will ever hear. Connie Dover, from her first album, along with the production genius and the musician know-how of Phil Cunningham and his buddies, all got together and did this album. I think this is the same team that did her second album as well. She did an album, a Christmas album, with the Kansas State Symphony, or Kansas City Symphony, that's just awesome. She's amazing. She is very creative, and she does a lot of her own arrangements and her own thoughts about how that's all going to work. What a great version of Shenandoah. And some interesting production techniques. Did you notice that the harmonies had tons of reverb on them, but the melody did not? So it creates kind of an ethereal feeling. And all those verses, I had never heard the verses about the cavalry soldier and all the other lovers and all that kind of thing. Ruby Devine has a lot of verses to Shenandoah as well. Connie Dover, and before that, Jackie Was a Pipey's Son. He played the tunes when he was young, and Over the Hills and Far Away. Tannehill Weavers did a good version. In fact, I think I did a show about 3 or 4 years back where I juxtaposed those two versions. Alrighty, here's Jake. Jake's gone modern. Jake's got a band. Jake's... No. We don't do that. We want to do Jake. There's Jake right there.
All right. Yeah. Okay, here we go. We'll be right back.
tragedies we see. And brother of confusion and sister of debate, do you remember the sister of Rosemary? The doodlebugs were flying and the blitz was at its height. Rosemary lay sleeping with her sister only nine, and no one heard the one that hit, the one that blew the lid. Rosemary came out crying, but her sister never did. And we fly high, our dreams are all in vain. One moment we are singing, and the next we cry in pain. But high above the heavens, in a host of angels' wings, Rosemary's sister will be dead.
Host of
We have to head on out of this hour. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University, and we're coming right back for the next hour. You just hang on, hang on, hang on.
It's 1 minute before 12 noon, and the second hour of Inland Folk with Dan Marr begins in just a moment. Support for Inland Folk comes from Maryhill Museum of Art, presenting the Maryhill Arts Festival with artist booths, live music, food, and hands-on children's activities Saturday and Sunday, August 17th and 18th on the museum grounds overlooking the Columbia River Gorge. Details at maryhillmuseum.org. Thanks for joining us this Saturday at Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.
I'm John Idstey. When it comes to journalism, it's nice to have the facts. NPR reporters know it's their job to find the facts. It's hard work. It's expensive. We do it because it's who we are. And we do it because you support it. And you know that we depend on you to help pay for it. So thanks.